We are learning Masechta Shulin Daf Chaf Amad Aleph. We are starting Yotes Amad Beis, four lines from the bottom, at the end of the line. Four lines from the bottom of Daf Yotes Amad Beis. Amri Bnei Rav Chiya. Mitzvahs Malika, Machzir Simonim La'achayra Erev Amalek. We learned in the Mishnah that the Mokoyim for a Shechita is on the Tzavar, and the Mokoyim Malika is on the back of the neck. Mamul Erev. So Bnei Rav Chiya wanted a taina that mitzvah malika is, you don't just do malika on the back of the neck and you go through the spine into the simonim. You pull the simonim back in front of the spine, and that's where you do the malika. Mitzvah malika machzir simonim l'achayra oiref, umoylek, and you do malika. Ikadamri, some say, af machzir, some say it doesn't mean you have to do it that way. It means you could do it that way. V'ikadamri machzir dafka, that you dafka have to take the simonim back and do the malika there, and don't do it through the shadra, because if you do it through the shadra, it becomes a trefa first. So some say, Bnei Rav Chiya was saying, dafka, bring the simonim back to the back of the oirif, to the memul oirif, and then do malika there. Some say, it's also kosher in that spot. And the Gemara says, Mestavro, kamandiyama af machzer. It's Mestavro like the mandiyama, who says, Pshat Bnei Rav Chiya is, that you also could be machzer. How do I know that? Mamai. Midiktani, huh? Yeah, it seems like you do it while you're alive. I didn't see clearly if you have to open up the skin to pull it out, or you could just do it, you manipulate it while with your fingers and bring it to the back. But I didn't see that anywhere. My stomach, you manipulate with your fingers also and bring it to the back of the head and do the malika there. You don't have to go through the shadra. So he says, Mestavro, like the Ma'ad Yama says, af machzir. You could also be machzir. Memai midiktani. How do we know that? Because there's the Mishnah like this. Hashechet mina oiref shchitasei psula. And in the same vein, Hamalik from the Erev from the Kosek Sherev. That means, if you shecht from the back of the neck, if it's a Shechita, it's Pasul. If it's a Malika, it's Kosher. Now, if the case was that you pulled the Simonim back there on top of Chof HaMalev, Risakadayadach Machzir Davka, if Malik means you have to be Machzir, so then Shechita is Kosher that place also. Ma'iri Malik, a Filo Sheikh Nami. Like Rashi explains, that's not different than the side of the neck. The side of the neck is why is it good? Because I'm doing the simonim, not doing the spine first. So if I somehow bring the simonim back to the back of the head, even by shechita, it's good. It's not a din like the makim has to be there. You have to do the simonim first. So if you pull the simonim back, so then it wouldn't be a difference in malika and shechita. That would be makim shechita as well. When Rabbi Reb Chiya said this chiddush, af machzer, they said af machzer. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where the lawyer had there, and therefore Malika will be kosher, because Malika don't care if you go through the spine. He makes it into a trefa. That's all part of the Malika, so it's not a problem. Mashenkin by Shechita, you can't go through the spine. That's no good. And therefore, when the Mishnah says that Malika is good, Memul Eirif, and Shechita is not, is we did not bring back the Simonim. And so it makes sense that Bnei Rav Chiya were saying that it means af machzer, not for sure that you have to be machzer, but af machzer is still a kosher malika, which we'll see is not so kosher either. So that was his chiddush, that saying af machzer, even if you're machzer, the simonim to behind the mefarakas, the halacha is that it's a good malika. Rabbi Yana is going to ask on this whole idea that you can even do this. Rabbi Yana says, yikablu haruvim es chuvasam. The Reuben means young children. That's the Bnei Rav Chiya. It says, I'm gonna slug up Bnei Rav Chiya. I'm gonna give him my answer. It's Chuvah. So Tani, then Mekabel Chuvah. The Tani, our Mishnah says a whole long Ariches. At the end of the Mishnah, it says that Kol Ha'Erev Kosher Malika and Kol HaTzavar is Kosher Shechita. And the Mishnah ends off. Nimtza, turns out Kosher Shechita is possible Malika and Kosher Malika possible Shechita. Now, what are we adding on? We had a long Ariches in the Mishnah exactly telling you where the Makom HaShechita is. Where the Makom Malika is, what are we adding on with this klal? And then we're saying, Nimtza, kosher b'shchita, pasul malika, kosher malika, not pasul b'shchita. The Tani says, I'm Mishnah, Nimtza, kosher b'shchita, kosher malika, pasul b'shchita. Lemutei mai, what are coming to teach us? Lav, isn't it coming to teach us? Something extra over here. Lemutei, machzir simonim la'achira oiref deloi. That it's teaching us that when it says, and kosher l'shchita, when it says kosher l'shchita, possible malika, is teaching us halacha that anything that's kosher b'shchita is possible malika, which is what machzir simonim la'achir ha'erev. Don't tell me it's teaching us on the side of the neck or under the neck. That's where we know is not the makom. It's mul ha'erev. So what's teaching us? It's coming to teach us that what's kosher is shechita, which is you max your simonim to the back of the head, that we apostle for malika. That's what the cloud is telling us. And not like Bnei Reb Chiya. Isn't it? And I can tell me that what's the second half of that cloud and the Mishnah, the last words in the Mishnah, says kosher for malika, apostle for shechita. Echadam is not teaching us anything. That's just a agav, it's saying kosher b'shchit, apostle malika, which is teaching us machzir simonim is no good. It says kosher malika, apostle shchit, agav that, like Rashi explains. So it's a kasha on Bnei Reb Chiya from our Mishnah. Because what else is coming to teach us? I'm a rabbi Rechana. No, I'll tell you what's teaching us. Loy. Lemute shein vitzi pirin. And like Rashi explains, it's going on a sefer. In the sefer it says, kosher b'malika apostle b'shchit. Kosher by Malika, you can use your fingernail, right? By Malika. That's possible Shechita. You can't use a fingernail for Shechita because we said before, it's talking about a case that was Mechubar. Therefore, you cannot use a fingernail for Shechita. I can ask me, he says, Shane Vitzpirin. Shane is kosher by Malika. So, Zephrek Taisvis, in the Maskul Loi, like 6-7 lines in, he says, Vim Taimel Perusha, the Arab Mechubarim, Heich Shane Ksheira by Malika, Habay Yamin, the Malak Basmal. So Rashi, in his few little words there, he answers this question. Rashi says that Echanami, Shane is Agav Tzipirin. The real point is like this, that Kosher B'Malika, which is a fingernail, even though it's attached to your hand, is Kosher B'Malika, possible Shechita. Once you said that Shane is possible, once you said that Tzipirin is possible, we just threw in that, by the way, Shane also is possible, especially if it's Mechubar. It's possible. If Shane is Mechubar, it's possible as well. That's what it means. It's Agav Tzipirin threw in Shane. Was that the point?
And you find agav, the word is first?
Yeah. It's just saying that it's saying mechubar. Like mechubar is no good, and there mechubar is good. Actually, the point is Shane is no good because it has to be on the right hand, but it could have an agav that. This is what Shas points out the Rashi's Bavarian's class. Because look at Rashi's Bavarian's Goloi, his Hachkama, Kosher b'malika koin tzibayrin mechubaras, possible b'shchita. V'kimin da'ashmi'inon tzibayrin hu'adin l'shane. The time of mechubahi. And then Rashi throws in the Tana Sefer, Tana Resha. Again, here also we have to say the opposite, but here, when it says, Nimtza Kosher B'Shchita Pasul Malika, that's Agav the Sefer, which says, Kosher B'Malika Pasul B'Shchita. That's what the Bnei Reb Chiya wanted to say. They'll say, that's what's coming to Mute. Freight the Gemara, I don't need a Mishnah for that. So first a Mishnah, last Mishnah. Shem V'Tzipayrin, Behedik Tana Lutz. A few Mishnahs ago, it says clearly, Shem V'Tzipayrin, Behedik Tana Lutz. And first a Mishnah, Shem V'Tzipayrin is not good for Shchita. So I don't need our Mishnah teaches that. He's saying, that's what's coming to teach us. We know that already. So it's back shver. It must be coming to a fuke machzir samanim. It's a kasha Rab Chiya. Elo Amar Rab Yirmiyah to answer Rab Chiya. Elo Amar Yirmiyah lemutim moylech umevi to be memayit moylech umevi. There's a machloikis when you do malika. How do you do malika? Do you just press down? And that's really like drusa, like dyrus. It's like this type of. If it would be shchita, it would be possible. Besides being the wrong place, it's the wrong way of making a shchita. So are you allowed to be moylech umevi when it comes to malika or not? It's machloikis. So we're coming to teach us here that Lamute Moilech Mevi is no good by Malika. It's no good by Malika. Moilech Mevi is no good. And the Reish is saying, Kosher B'Shchita, which is Moilech Mevi, is possible by Malika. Moilech Mevi is not good. Going back and forth is not good by Malika. So Frey think about Harichim Adi Moilech Mevi Malika Apostle. It's good if you mind the holds that's Tak Apostle. It's good. That's Kamar Mishra teaching us that Kosher B'Shchita Apostle Malika means that you now do Moilech Mevi by Malika. El Lamandem a Kosher. Ma'ikel Lamevi, what are you going to say? What are you going to say if he holds kosher? What's it called lemute? What's it called lemute? Machzer simonim. Sokta gemar bnei Rav Chiya savri l'kamad yom ha-moylech ha-mevi malika apostle. And that's how I learned our Mishnah. Hey, they hold moylech ha-mevi is apostle. And that's what Mishnah is teaching us, that kosher v'shchita, apostle v'malika, it's no good. Moylech ha-mevi is no good by malika. The Rashba points out that the man yom holds the moylech ha-mevi is apostle malika holds, that malika has to be polar opposite from shchita. Shchita is moylech ha-mevi, it has to be dyrus. It has to be different. Malika has to be different. And therefore, that's the Shita Rav Chiya. So that's the Mishkan Lafuke. Kosher v'shchita, which is Melech Umevi, is possible Malika. But Avada Machzir Simonim will be kosher, according to Rav Chiya, by Malika. So Tamar Avai, Dom Rav Kana, Mitzvahs Malika, Koitzitz v'yoyrit v'zui mitzvasa. Which means, Mitzvah Malika is, sounds like he's saying, they have to push down. And that's the mitzvah, dafka that way. Sofa Rabbi Ovan Lebema, koitzitz v'yoyrit in, Melech Umevi lo. You have to dafka push down. Your fingernail and not be Melech Mevi, and this is like that sheet holds the Melech Mevi not on Rabbi Yirmiyah. No, kosher the Melech Mevi be Malika kosher. Umay zui mitzvasa, ema av zui mitzvasa. I also could be dervis, but lav davka. It has to be that it's different. Maybe if you do Malika like a shechita, it's better. It's not a raya from the words of Rav Kana that you have to do that. It means afzu mitzvasa, but it's not right to which shita he holds, like if you're allowed to be melech maybe or not. Omer Rav Yirmiyahu Amar Shmuel kol kosher b'shchita kenegdoi ba'orif kosher b'malika. And like Rashi explains, this memra is going more on the makom shchita than on the dinim of shchita, and it's saying like this, that the place where it's the makom shchita, so in the tzavar, so opposite that is kosher lemalika. We'll see what's coming to teach us. He's saying it could be all by a oif over here. It doesn't have to be dafka by a behema, but he's saying you take a oif, you look at the oif on the bird, the place where you make a shchita, the opposite place is the place where you make malika, and ha pasul v'shchita, if it's the wrong place for shchita, then it's possible malika. If you do the same thing on the other side, it's possible malika. That means if on this side it's possible at shchita, on the other side it's possible malika. Lemutimai, what's it coming to teach us exactly? What is Rav Yirmiyahu b'shem Shmuel teaching us? Ilei melamute ikur simanim. Maybe it's coming to teach us that there's no, that lemute, that if the simanim fall out, so then it's not a good malika. It's not a good malika. And we're saying, just like by shchita, it's possible if the simanim already are ne'akar, one of the simanim is dislodged. So same thing by malika, it's also not a good malika if ikus simanim. Afraid the Gemara, but Tani Roim Bar Yecheskel ain't ikus simanim ba'if. There's no din of ikus simanim ba'if. Ikus simanim is a halacha in shchita. It's one of the halachas in shchita. And Rav Yecheskel holds, there's no din, ikus simanim, that even if the one of simanim are out, you can still do shchita. And the Mepharshim explain that, of course, it'll be a treifa, so it won't be able to be eaten. The question is it a good shchita if one of simanim are out? Is it a good shchita? What's an egeya? The egeya, the guy with Thomas Nevela, that if you hold ein ikur simanim, ba'if means if I do a shchita and one of the simanim are dislodged previously before the shchita, so then, according to Mandiyama, ein ikur simanim ba'if, it won't be nevela, it's a good shchita. According, if you hold yes ikur simanim ba'if, it's like a behema, which disqualifies the shchita, and it'll be nevela. Yesterday you asked me a kasha, loshon treifa. I didn't find anyone asked the kasha. It could be you have to say yesterday on your test, which says treifa. It could be it says lav dafka. It means taka nevela. Treifa just means alfuki ksheira there. I didn't see anyone talks about it yet. If someone finds someone talks about it, let me know. Okay. But back to our Gemara over here. We're asking over here. Shmuel says of memra that whatever is kosher, v'shchita is kosher malika. Whatever is possible, v'shchita is possible malika. What are we teaching us? Is it teaching us that ikur simanim will be a problem? There's no such thing ikus simanim ba'if in the first place, according to Rav Yecheskel. Sai b'shchita and sai b'malika. There is no din ikus simanim ba'if. Amra papa lemute roishoy. Common teachers, you can't shecht on the head. Just like when you're shechting, you're not doing malika. You're doing the front of the bird. You can't shecht it through his eyes. You can't shecht through his head. Same thing, malika can't be through the back of the head. The Torah says, "Mul arpa." I know exactly. I have to tell you that since it's not kosher shchita, it's not kosher malika. I know it's pasuk that malika is mul arpa. Mul arpa, Rachman le'roisha. So tomorrow, my roisha is shipu roisha, which means you went on a diagonal, going to knock out the shipu roisha, the higrim, the azar, the motor tasai. The case is like this: if you made a shchita in the front, you started by the eyes and you ended up by the simanim, it's no good. Kutz agrama. Same thing, my malika. You do malika, you start on the back of the head and back of the skull, and you go through until the back of the neck. It's no good. It's agrama. Ukudravuno amravasi. Don't huno amravasi. Higrim shlish. You first start off with agrama. V'shakosh neishlish. Psula. It's possible. So that's pshat in Shmuel. Rav Yirmiyahu Shmuel. We answered. We had said pshat like this: that when it says possible b'shchita, possible malika is going to teach us if you do agrama, that we know how to do agrama. Is a din in the shchita. Who says din the malika? Usually, malika does not have the psule shchita. We're saying when it comes to this type of psul, which is agrama, it starts off in the wrong makayim and it lands off in the right makayim. That will not be a good malika, just like it's not a good shchita. Even though it's halacha and shchita, it's not a good malika. So to Gemara, Oma le Rav Acha, Berei the Rava, le Rav Ashi, Hodon Rav Mecheskel, in Iker Simonim Ba'if. Now, we said it's chiddush, Rav Yecheskel, there's no din ikur simanim. We said it's still a good shchita. Who is that like? So Gemara wants to tie it first. Le'omron el mandiyoma ein shchita lo'if min ha'tayra. It's going according to mandiyoma, ein l'shchita lo'if min ha'tayra. And since min ha'tayra is no shchita, So therefore, you don't have to worry about ikas amarim. There's no din shechita in the first place. So therefore, it's a good shechita, even though there's ikas amarim. Now, Tosfos actually asks that, I understand something. If you don't ain shechita loif ben ha-Torah, how is it ever possible to have an avela of oif? There's no shechita ben ha-Torah. And we know there's a whole parasha of nivlas oif tahar, that if someone eats and it becomes tummy, beis ablia. So what's the case? Let me figure this in the bottom of the Amud. Eila haksos le day hechem eskachas nivlas oif tahar, then the time begun beis ablia. He says, hina lo baya shechita, nechira mi abaya besimonim. You need nechira. Nechira means not a shechita, but you need a... You know, you can't, if an oif just dies, if that's nevela, even if you're in shechita left in a Torah, it would need a chir, you have to kill it in a certain way, even if you don't need a shechita. Okay. Back to Agamar. It says, Ava, what if you hold on top of Om Vez now? Lamadi Om, yes, shechita left in a Torah, yes, ikur. There is a parish of ikur if you hold yes, shechita left in a Torah. Why? Because it was given a Torah, halacha mesh mesinai. Because really, Machlekes later on, Tanoim, if Shechita Loif Menat Torah, according to what Mandi Yomim says, it only says, Vezavachto Mekarcho Metzaynecha, it says in the Pasuk. So it's only Behemoth, not Oif. But the Rebbe there says, you're right, it says, Vezavachto, but it says, Kasher Tzvisicha, which teaches us that it's Tavala Moisha Hilch Shechita Ba'peh, and including that was the Shechita Loif. And the Gemara is tiny, if you hold that there's a Shechita Loif, it has all the Dinas of Anamosa, Iker and Hadras, all these Dinim. So this is what Rav Acha Brei de Rava wanted to tell into Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi back, I'll tell you mamish punk faket. Amalei adrab, ibcham astavro. Lamadi am yeshchit loif ben ha-Taira. Ikar lemeima, you could say, the hochi agmerei, that was parlech of Sinai, they ain't ikar, there's no ikar boif. Vafilu mandi amma, and even mandi amma holds, there's another mandi amma holds that's the raisa from a different pasuk. It says, zois toires abheima va-oif, and it's a hekish. That oif is like behema, you still could say that since the way the Rishash explains, since ain hekesh atzma, you can't make a hekesh mas, we need it from Sinai. So therefore, you could say that was part of lacham moish from Sinai to tell you that there's no within ikur by oif. I will tell you like this: if it's oif and atayra, there's no ikur, because that was part of lacham moish Sinai. But fill my dem kebehema in ikur lo lahav kebehema. Elamad dem ain shchit loif atayra. Elam dem reserves all the rabbanon mehechig mirlo. Where did he learn this rabbanon from? Behema. From Behema. Cool most like a Behema. It has to be exactly like Behema. So he's saying, I would say the opposite. That if you hold that ain't shechit loif minat Torah, so then it has to have a din ikur. If it's minat Torah, then I can say, if that's part of the machine, there's no ikur. So therefore, we're not clear where Rami Mechas was coming from. If he holds yes shechit loif minat Torah or ain't shechit loif minat Torah, we're not exactly sure. Omravina. Omali Ravim Bar Kisi. How the Tani Ram by Cheskel in Ikur Simanim Ba'if Loya Maron Ela B'Malika. Rami Akisi tried to make like a little bit of a hachra, a pshara, in Rami by Cheskel's halacha. He says, you know what? Ain't Ikur Simanim Ba'if was only by Malika. Malika doesn't have it in Ikur. Ava Vashchita, if a Shchita Ba'if, yes Ikur. He wanted to make a chilek. Freit the Gemara, Va'or Rav Yirmiyahu Amar Shmuel, we had a member before, this is a klal, Kala Kosher Vashchita. Anything, any place, anything that's kosher v'shchita by the oif, connected by oif, kosher malika. How possible? Well, it's possible v'shchita. For example, you tell me that the ikur will be possible by v'shchita, then it's possible. So we're asking from Shmuel on this. Are you going to tell me, we said Shmuel was coming to teach us something else about behind the head, that hagrama doesn't work. If you start behind the head, you go lower. It's true. But the ma'aseh says still the klal is that whatever's possible is possible. So you can't tell me that ikur will be kosher here and possible there. It can't be. So therefore, this is shvera on Rav and Bar Kisi. He definitely argues on that. So Adkan, that Yirmi Pligah or Rav. So what's the halacha lemaisa? So Rashi tells you what halacha lemaisa is. Says we don't do not passing like Rav Bar Yecheskel. How do we know that? Because we had already, we had it before. It's a Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches. We really had it before on Daf Yudam and Aleph on the bottom. We had a Gemara there that says Shachat es haveshet va'achakach nishvata agageres k'shera. V'shech the veshet, talking about oif. Oif only is one simon, and then afterwards nishvata agageres is k'shera because agageres can only happen afterwards. Nishvata agageres va'achashachat haveshet psula. It says pasul. Then it says v'shech ha.
Agageres is what?
No, agageres is the windpipe, is the kana. Agageres is the windpipe, and veshet is the food pipe. So it says there, if you shech the veshet, v'achnash tagageres, Rashi says there, why you pick this case? Because usually the windpipe is one that falls out. So it says, v'shech the veshet, and after the gageres falls out, it's kosher, it's already kosher already. Because all you need is one simon. If v'shech the veshet, the gageres was already out before that, the halacha is possible. If you don't know, it says that it's also possible. Called sofik b'shechita possible. We had this gemara before. And daf yud, because sofik is possible. So what does it say clearly? That ikar simon is a problem. So Rashi, I know for sure that we don't pass Rama Cheskel, that ikar simonim is a problem. He says, what's the pshat? He says, Rama Cheskel has a braisa, Tani Rama Cheskel. And it's a kashan amishto. So why are you so sure? So it's a stirup. So he says, no, it's not shver. One's going to Rama Yeshchit Leif Maratayra, and one's going Enchchit Leif Maratayra. That's why it's not a stirup. I can tell you passing Yeshchit Leif Maratayra, but we don't know. Which sheet is that? Is that yes, you could, and you could. You might have two shots in here. We don't know. Since we don't know, we have to go to Chumra, and therefore we hold the Maisa that there is Iker Simonim by Oif, by Shechita, and by Malika. There is a din Iker Simonim, a pastor like Shmuel, that whatever's possibly is possible there, and there is a din Iker Simonim by both of them.